Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. At 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, November 7th, 1989, Barbadian Winston Hall, who had escaped from the Euston police station 4 years earlier in 1985, was apprehended on a cruise liner, the Pacific Princess, when it docked at the Grenadine island of Mero off St. Vincent. According to the Vincentian Commissioner of Police, Randolph Toussaint, Hall was apprehended when officers from the drug squad, acting on information they received, boarded the liner. The fugitive Hall was found hiding in a lifeboat by PC 166 Matthew Black and PC Aphius Grant and made no effort to avoid arrest. He was immediately flown to mainland St. Vincent, where he was questioned by Vincentian police. After his brief interrogation, Hall was placed under guard aboard Liat Flight 336 and brought back to Barbados by Sergeant Artis Davis and PC 323 Ainsley Roban of the St. Vincent Police Force. At 8:20 p.m., the aircraft touched down at Grantley Adams International Airport with Hall, who had been charged along with David Oliver and Peter Bradshaw with the murder of 74-year-old Cyril Sisting of Francia Plantation in St. George. And 20 minutes later, Hall was handed over to a team of officers, including Station Sergeant Ashford Jones, and whisked away to Euston's police station, the same station from which he escaped on March 18th, 1985.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.